What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a dandy and fine weekend. Yeah, it was great. It was a really nice weekend. Yeah, it was a great weekend. Okay, that's all you need to know. All right, so the October deep dive comes today. It's my second official deep dive. Right? No, I don't even remember, man. I have the welcome one. That was August. And then it was a September deep dive. And now it's the October deep dive. And I'm excited for this one, man. So I got 4 acoustic/piano recordings for ya. So I got There's a Woman Lost at Sea. It's an original. And I also have My Horizon on piano. It's an original. And then I got Help and What It's Like. Help by the Beatles and What It's Like by Everlast. And I got those are just recordings, right? And then right when you open the email, it's got my Help Beatles video that I put on YouTube. And then I got a couple lessons. I got like a guitar songwriting capo tip. And then I made a video about how I set up my mixing session, right? How I set up my tracks. And that's an important thing. I'm glad I made this video for myself too, right? It was good to like kind of officialize what I do, you know, but just by saying it, you know, you get a different perspective when you like teach someone something, I feel like. But you can watch the video, check out the deep dive, man, check it out. But when you open a session, you import the tracks. The first thing I like to do is color code. I like to color code. I like to make bass a certain color, drums, guitar, all different colors, right? And you make the master fader, and then you got to decide what tracks are going to have a bus. Right, usually guitar tracks, vocal, bus, drums, and then I have like a reverb bus, and that kind of acts as the glue for all the songs. So, you know, I don't really put reverb on bass much. You can vary like a little bit, so it kind of gives it some space, just like a very teeny bit though. But you know, I do that, and then you make the mix bus, and then you gotta assign it, and then again, yeah, you color code it, and then that's how I set up my tracks. And that's really important to do it like a certain way, you know, so you're not just kind of like guessing around each time. And then I talk about The Power of Now, which I, you know, if you can listen to a few episodes back, the book, the spiritual book that I've been reading. It's been awesome. I've actually been listening to it, the audiobook, because it's Eckhart Tolle himself listening to it. Crazy story, though. Last Thursday, I had a video chat with one of my dad's longtime friends, and he's been studying and teaching Buddhism for 43 years. And he wanted to hear my take on the book, on The Power of Now. And I was blown away by what he said. He was like, he was not all about the book. And that was just crazy. But he's not against the book. He just thinks that Eckhart Tolle is a lightweight in terms of like, Eckhart Tolle also doesn't like, he doesn't subscribe to any religion or anything. He doesn't call himself a Buddhist at all, you know? But, you know, this guy that I was talking to in video chat, he's super traditional, classic Buddhist, right? He's been going on meditation retreats. He has a guru. And it's just, like, fascinating stuff. Super deep. It's just crazy. But he's like, look, the book does no harm. It helps a lot of people. Eckhart's a good guy. I don't have things against him. I just think he's a lightweight and that he kind of glosses over topics. I mean, I think a lot of the shit he says is pretty damn heavy, honestly. Like, if this is lightweight, I don't know what heavyweight is, man. Because, like, this is just, he talks about relationships and the pain body. Just, like, watching your reactions instead of being your reaction. Giving you more clarity. So much so that the portals into the unmanifested world, that might sound like crazy stuff to you, but it makes a lot of sense when you read it. It's fascinating stuff. But anyways, this guy that I was talking to, he recommended me a book to read in conjunction with The Power of Now, or, you know, I can read it after too. It's called Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism. Okay. And that's like all about cutting through spiritual bullshit. So a lot of people fall in the trap of using spirituality as like a self-improvement thing and to work on the ego. But spirituality is not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to work on the ego. It's supposed to make you realize that there is no ego. It's fascinating stuff. And if you're into it, check it out. Check out what I say about The Power of Now in the email. Check it out today, man. The deep dive came today. Hope you dig it, man. The last thing I'm going to do, guys, is show you, is, you know, let you listen to My Horizon, a piano version. I think you'll dig it. I think you'll like it. I'm proud of it. Here it is. I'm not going to say anything after, but enjoy it. And I'll see you guys on Thursday. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Check out the October Deep Dive. Happy October. Can't wait for Halloween. See ya. Through your